It's day three of our series on ratings errors by the person, the supervisor, giving the performance appraisal. Today, central tendency error. Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned.
Pete's points. It's time for Pete's points.
Us, if we do performance appraisals, use a 5-point Likert scale. Could be an A, B, C, D, E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Could be exceeds expectations, slightly exceeds expectations, meets expectations, slightly below expectations, and very much a lot below expectations, or, you know, whatever it is. Let me tell you what central tendency error is. This is hesitancy to use the extremes. Well, I'm not going to rate people with the ones and the fives. Number one, no one can ever meet my high expectations, and maybe I've got to do documentation if I rate somebody super low. So there's all kinds of reasons why people are afraid to use the extremes, and that's a central tendency error. You have to use the entire range of numbers. You have to use the entire range of feedback. Everybody can't just give everybody medium down the middle, or all C's, or all threes. And that's a sign of a lazy supervisor who doesn't want to commit to the extremes and put thought and effort and documentation into this. So again, so if you're in the role of giving feedback and doing performance appraisals, don't be afraid of the extremes. Don't be afraid of the edges. Otherwise, you're committing central tendency error. Talk to you again tomorrow.